USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi confirms that the House will authorize impeachment managers and send the articles of impeachment to the Senate tomorrow. In a statement, Pelosi is again calling on the Senate to conduct a fair trial. She's criticized Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell for signing on to a proposed dismissal resolution. Six Democratic presidential candidates will debate Tuesday night in Iowa. Candidates competing include former Vice President Joe Biden, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, and Mayor Pete. One of those candidates you will not see on that stage is former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg. Now, Tim O'Brien is one of his senior campaign advisors. He joins Fox News and does say, though, Bloomberg is in it for the long haul.
You know, Mike Bloomberg sees this effort as the culmination of his life's work. He wants to stop Donald Trump.
Bloomberg will be on with Stephen Colbert after the debate. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says he may invite Supreme Court Justice John Roberts over this week to discuss the impeachment trial of President Trump.
Which could well include the Chief Justice coming over and swearing in members of the Senate and some other kind of housekeeping measures.
The Kentucky Republican also says the Kentucky Republican believes Democrats are using impeachment as a political tool. Prices at the pump continue to drop as the national average for a gallon of gasoline continues to decline.
Average gas prices across the U.S. have dropped 1.6 cents per gallon in the last week, with the nation's average at 257 and 5 tenths, 32 cents higher than a year ago when the national average was at 226 per gallon.
Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com also says the price of oil fell back under $60 a barrel for the first time in several weeks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Tuesday night, President Trump is holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, this one being held in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, at the University of Milwaukee Panther Arena. People have been lining up since Monday to get the best seats in the arena, including Dave Rodman and his friends from Chicago.
I'm excited to see Trump, man. This is fun.
We want to be in front of the line and get the best seats at the rally.
That audio courtesy of WTMJ4, the Milwaukee affiliate in Milwaukee. Fox is going back to its roots with the company's first advertiser-supported streaming video service. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more.
Fox television stations are rolling out what's being called Fox Soul, a live streaming channel aimed directly at African-American viewers. It will combine a set of new original programs with existing locally produced Fox shows. With the tagline, Our Voice, Our Truth, the service promises to feature real and raw discussions focused on topics such as pop culture, politics, as well as personal advice for its black viewers. The service will launch four new original daily shows produced in Los Angeles. It will be available free online, offering on-demand access to repeats of recent shows outside of the 6 p.m. to midnight Pacific time block.
For more news, find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.